We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the subject of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvos Chelkas Yaakov Yoyredeya Simen Reish Vov. The Shaila is as follows. Somebody writes Rav Breish Tzal, a Shaila for America, where somebody was Nifter here in America, and he was buried in America. And now there's a relative of this person who passed away that says that this person who was Nifter keeps on coming to the relative in his dream and telling him that I want to be exhumed and buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, what should we do? So there are a number of elements to the tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov. One element of the tshuva is the halacha that you're not allowed to be mefana meis. The halacha that you're not allowed to exhume a nifter. Says the Chelkas Yaakov that that's not a shaila here, because to take a nifter from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael is, under most circumstances, certainly these circumstances, permitted. Another subject that the Chelkas Yaakov discusses in that tshuva is the halacha of divrei chavaymus leimalim veleimaridin. Do we follow messages that are sent to us by dreams? And the halacha typically is that we divrei chavaymus leimalim veleimaridin, and we don't have to follow dreams. But the issue here is, the third issue, which is relevant to the subject that we've been discussing, is do we apply over here the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames? And the Chelkas Yaakov says that really the halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames doesn't apply here. Number one, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is primarily, and we'll still speak about this in Mitzvah Shem, regarding mammon, how assets should be divided. Here in the Shaila, it's not an issue of mammon, it's an issue of taking the mace from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is only if this person said it while he was alive. Here, he's not alive anymore, so the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames doesn't apply. Thirdly, he says, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is only said with the money of the mace, which means that since this money belongs to the mace has a right to say how his money should be disposed. And he wants to give this money to this person, as we discussed in our previous shiur. But here, when are these dreams appearing? These dreams are appearing after the person passed away and his children already yarshin the money. In such a situation, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, because we only say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames while the person is alive, and the money is still his, not after he passed away. There's also an interesting tshuva regarding mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. In the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Beis. There the situation was where somebody had requested that after he passes away, they should use money from his Yerusha to print Svarim about the halachas of Taras and Mishpacha, to make people aware of the importance of Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha, to teach people the halacha of Taras and Mishpacha. And the question there was that there's money left over from that fund that this person had set up, and they want to use that money not for only printing the sefer, they already printed the sefer, they want to use the extra money to build mikveh. And their thinking is that it was clear that their father was an individual to whom Taras HaMishpacha was important, and therefore they wanted to use the money for that purpose. It's all the same purpose, they wanted to argue. And the question is that if doing so is fulfilling mitzvah of L'Kayim Divrei Emes? So there's two very important points in Hilchis Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes that Rav Moshe raises here. Rav Moshe says, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes seems to be a mitzvah de Rabbanon. And we know that whenever we speak about the Rabbanons, there's a rule of Safek de Rabbanon L'Kula. So the question is, here as well, will we apply the concept of Safek de Rabbanon L'Kula? So he actually quotes a Gemara here in Masech de Gittin, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, where somebody made it very clear that it was his desire that his Eved Kenani should be freed. And because of the concept, a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, the halacha is that that Eved should be freed, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pask in that way. Says Rav Moshe, we know that freeing an Eved is a mitzvah, is an isser. The pasuk says, lo'olam v'hem tavoidu. So if one frees his Eved, he's over a mitzvah sasei. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, as we just said, is only derabbanan. So how can mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames override the mitzvah sasei of lo'olam v'hem tavoidu? Says Rav Moshe, from here we see that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is such a strong concept that it overrides the mitzvah sasei. And just like we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is so strong in that way, maybe the general rule that we normally say by Safek d'Rabbanan L'Kula, we won't say by mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. That's one point that Rav Moshe makes. But then he says it's not really necessarily a compelling point, because he says that why would somebody want to free his Eved? He must have a reason. He must have owed something to the Eved, that's why he wanted to free him. Otherwise, why would anybody want to free their Eved? And therefore, it becomes like maybe there's a choiv, and therefore the obligation to free the Eved is not because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, but it's really because there's a din of he's a bal choiv to the Eved, and therefore we can't bring a raya from that situation. Again, Rav Moshe, on the other hand, says mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames may be weaker, because as we've learned, we quoted this in the previous year as well, that even though mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is important, and even though the halacha is the bezdin is koifin for the halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, the halacha yet remains that if the yorshim did not fulfill the divrei ames, and those assets that the father had requested should be disposed in a certain way were disposed in a different way, we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and the sale remains valid. So therefore, a motion, this shayla that he was asked, he says that certainly the first obligation of the yorshim is to fulfill the request of their father. And if the father wanted that this money should be used to print this for him, that's what the money should be used for. The question that he discusses is, they'll print this for him, and distribute them wherever they need to distribute them, and now they have the leftover money. So the question is, should they say, well, you know, we're printing the Sfarim, but it could be that after a while they won't be available anymore and we'll need money to reprint. Or, right now there are mikvahs that need to be built. Rav Moshe speaks about in those times there weren't obviously mikvahs available in the different places where people go on vacation, And he says that in different places where people were going on vacation, they didn't have mikvahs, and the building of the mikvahs were being held up because of lack of funds. Says Rav Moshe that that money should be used for that purpose, because the request of the father that the money should be used for the mikvahs, for this farm, has been properly fulfilled, and worrying about the future is not what Mitzvah Kaim Devarim Meis requires us to do. And again, Rav Moshe repeats that it's all really in the same family, so to speak, because the Mitzvah Kaim Devarim Meis here is very much in line, the Mitzvah Kaim Devarim Meis is very much in line with the father's request, because the father requested that the money be used for Taras and Mishpacha purposes, so building a mikveh is very much in line with the father's request. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nachlas, Perek Vav Halach Yud Gimel, Tziva Chachamim Shlo Yishana Odom B'noi Bein Abonim, B'chayev Afilo Dov Emulad. Chazal taught us that a father should treat all children equally. Shlo Yavoi, because that will prevent L'day Tachos V'kinnis, that there should be any fights, any jealousy. Kachi Yosef and Yosef, as we find with the brothers of Yosef. So the question is, why does the Rambam say, ask the Torah Tamima, Shlo Yishana Odom, Bona Ben and Bona, Afilo Dov and Muot, the Beit Bona Bechayev. Why does the Rambam say, only while the person is alive, he should be careful to treat all the children equally? And does a father want, Chas V'Sholem, that children should fight after he passes away? Why does the Rambam write the word Bechayev? So says the Torah to me with beautiful Teretz. We're learning Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. What does Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes mean? That children have an obligation to fulfill what their father wanted. Certainly it is the will and desire of every parent that their children not fight. So after the father passes away, there is no question that you have to fulfill what the father wants. Because at that point, they're not allowed to fight. Because that otherwise it would be a violation of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. It's only while the father is alive, where there is no mitzvah yet, Baruch Hashem, a mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes, where at that point, the halacha is that we should anyway do what the father wants. They anyway should not fight, as we find with Achi Yosef, Im Yosef. Even though we've been discussing the importance of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes, the Sefer Chassidim says that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes is only when it's not, doesn't involve an Aveira. So let's say, Chas V'Sholem, Rachman Al-Tzlan, a father left over a request that his children, that there was a person that he didn't get along with, and his children should also fight with that person, or take revenge on that person. Of course, we don't say under those circumstances, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. Or, let's say, the father, the Sefer Chassidim discusses this situation as well. The father had said that I want you to say to his children that there's a certain individual that I would like should remain in the, that you should remain working for us in our business. And the children see that this person is not acting appropriately, and he's not a person that they should associate with. He could only cause them to do a virus. Under those circumstances, we don't say as well, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes.